Welcome to EB5 Investment Voice, where attorney insights intersects with immigration investments. If you are a foreign investor, domestic fund manager, or enterprising entrepreneur and want to get the most out of the EB5 program, you have come to the right place. I'm Mark Deal, and I'll be your co-host on this journey. I'm joined by your host, Mona Shaw, and other attorneys at Mona Shaw & Associates, as well as immigration leaders from around the world. So let's get into EB5 Investment Voice.
So this episode is going to be a little different, but I'm sure you're going to love it. While at the Global Investment Immigration Summit, Mona actually took the time to interview quite a few individuals. And on this episode, we're going to share 7 of those interviews with you. So let's dive right in.
I have with me Tim Sunderland. Tim, you're an institutional broker with Valbury Capital.
Absolutely. I've come down for a couple of days for the Global Investment Immigration Summit here in Canary Wharf, having a great time. Global immigration, it's a huge subject at the moment, especially with everything that's happening with Brexit. There's a lot of questions, a lot of uncertainty, but there is still, you know.
Well, there's still immigration going on, right?
Absolutely. It doesn't stop. Valbury Capital, we're institutional brokers. We help individuals from around the world, from whether it's China, UAE, America. I have a lot of clients in America who.
We have a lot of clients in India and Europe also.
Yeah, India, everywhere, who just really need a personal service. They want to come over here, they want a tier one investment visa. And at some point, they will need to have a broker of some kind to help them with the process and hold their hand. And that's really what we're here to help with.
Do you source projects?
No, we're direct equity investments on the London Stock Exchange, so Gilt, UK Investments, and that's pretty much it.
Wow, wonderful. So if anybody needs to find you, Tim, how do they do that?
Absolutely. So that you can, by all means, ask me a question if it's to do with immigration, whether it's to do with investments. You can find me on tsunderland@valbury.co.uk, or you can call me on 0203 510 0324, and obviously +44 for a UK number.
Wonderful. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you here, Tim, today.
Likewise, absolutely.
In this busy event.
Yeah, had a wonderful time, and thank you for inviting me down.
So in addition to the institutional broker, Mona also interviewed a consultant that focuses specifically on citizenship by investment and why he keeps coming back to this particular summit.
This time I have with me Konstantin Kaminski. Welcome, Konstantin. Nice to see you.
Hi, Mona. It's great to see you again. How are you doing today?
Good. Well, we do keep bumping into each other at different countries,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. Almost on a monthly basis.
Anyway, Konstantin is one of the directors at Astons. Astons are based in Mayfair in London. But tell me, where else are you guys?
Our head office is based in Mayfair in London, while we also have our offices in Tokyo, Beijing, Moscow, and Dubai. And we're currently working on opening a permanent office in Limassol, Cyprus as well.
And what do Astons do?
Well, Astons is a citizenship by investment consultant, and we started as a UK immigration law firm, which was established more than 25 years ago. Recently, we shifted in a bigger market because our main expertise has always been investor visa. So we were serving high net worth individuals from all over the world, mainly China and Russia and the Middle East. So now we provide all kinds of citizenship by investment programs, both in the European Union and the Caribbean. We're also thinking of expanding in Asia as well. So thinking about Thailand as well. So our main expertise is UK immigration law, but also help with Cypriot citizenship by investment, Malta, Caribbean islands. It's great to see you here at this amazing event, and we see all the same players every time, but it seems that the market actually on the peak, and I feel that boom for citizenships by investment is just on the rise at the moment.
Well, it's interesting because we often hear the converse as far as some countries are concerned, but when you get out here into Europe, you really still see a lot of the action. And why do you come back? You know, you see some of the same players. Why do you keep coming back, Konstantin?
Well, first of all, it's a great opportunity to network. You can meet all the professionals from the industries, hear from them the latest updates. Like with you, Mona, you're our main source of updates in regards of EB5 program and the United States in general. So it's a great opportunity to see all these partners. And also, it's all worth mentioning that all these companies in our field, they refer to each other from time to time if they don't work with a particular program. So it's actually good for business as well.
Yeah, I agree with that. Well, again, it's great to see you, Constantine. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mona.
And here's Mona talking to an attorney in the United Kingdom. Not only do they do a little compare and contrast with the United States versus the United Kingdom and their various investor immigrant programs, but they also compare and contrast various media channels. Check it out.
Hello again, everyone. I'm back, and this time I have Harjab Singh. Harjab, you are a local solicitor with a flair.
I am, yeah. I'm a bit different to the usual solicitor because I also dabble in a bit of media. And so I'm well known in amongst the world due to my face being everywhere and my voice being everywhere.
We have a lot of clients from India and the UAE as well. So you please feel free to break into Punjabi. I know you love to do that.
Koi baat nahi. Punjabi, Hindi, sab chalega.
Tell us a little bit about your YouTube program.
Okay, what it is, I do a TV show here called Legal Solutions. And every Friday, I would do what I'm doing now, literally. I sit in front of a mic and a camera on a TV channel from 7 to 8. I open up the phone lines and say, and then I get loads of people calling in asking for immigration advice. And I answer the questions live on air.
Yeah, and to translate, "pucho to puchnaya" means
ask anything you want.
Okay.
So people phone up with their problems. Sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's quirky, and sometimes they're emotional. And we stream that on YouTube, and people have found clips amusing and serious and good bits of advice. And since then, it's really, you know, I've had 4 million hits on YouTube. We've had 2,000 to 3,000 subscribers on our channel.
Wow!
So it works really well on a Friday when we stream our show live. We get a lot of views from around the world, especially from the USA and the Bay Area. So Fremont and Fresno and Yuba City.
Hello.
Yeah. They all know who Harjab is.
That's really great, Harjab. It really shows how social media makes the world so much smaller. Where is the Bay Area and where is India and where is the UK?
Exactly. I'm sitting in a studio in Wembley and I'm getting messages live during my show. We're watching you from San Francisco. We're watching you from New Zealand. We're watching you from Hong Kong. And I'm just sitting there thinking, wow, you know, social media for me has definitely made the world smaller, but it's connected people and it's a form of information. It's put information available to everybody.
Exactly. Our real premise always is to get the right information out. First of all, I know you say that you have listeners from the US. Do you have questions about US immigration?
Yeah, I do. And I have a lot of people from India and who are always, and the UK, who are always saying, it's a US, you know, we want to go to US with the family. How can we get there? And I'm like, well, I don't know. I don't know anyone. Now I know Mona. So I've been listening about EB5.
Yeah.
And so now we know, yeah, there is a way to get to the US. And, you know, it's an investment of $500,000. So I learn every day.
Yeah.
You know, so today, listening to you, I've learned quite a lot. Just your interview that we did earlier. And, you know, I learned a lot about the do's and don'ts of EB5. And what I should be telling potential clients about, if you want to go to the US, you can go with the family. I didn't know you could go with 8 children under the EB5.
Right, you can now. As I said, we tell them one wife,
yeah,
but as many children under 21 as you want.
So that's really good. I mean, and that has its advantages over the UK system because UK, the kids' cutoff point is 18.
Really?
Yeah, so whereas you allow it to 21. So that is a big, big advantage.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions because, you know, we hear about Brexit and stuff all the time. So what really is going on now? I know that there was a release of a major paper yesterday by the government.
Yeah.
Are you kicking out everybody now or what?
No, I think what it is, it's Brexit is like a divorce, right? So Brexit is like a divorce and
divorce. It is a divorce.
Yeah, divorce to... ho jayega. So this definitely going to happen.
Right.
Now it's all about who keeps the kids.
Yeah.
So it's all about the kids.
Kids.
Is Europe going to keep them or is Britain going to keep them? I think yesterday went a long way to saying we're not going to kick out anybody who's European and we're going to welcome anybody who's before 2020 who comes into the UK from Europe. That's fine. I mean, they can come. It really hasn't changed anything. So people were expecting Brexit gesagt, people will be going back, Europeans will be going back, but actually nothing like that has happened. So, and nothing like that is going to happen. For the people, it might be a shock. For people who are expecting reduced immigration, for the European citizens in the UK, it's very good news. So, Kuchiniyoga.
What about people who want to invest? There's still, you know, the US, the UK, there's a great relationship as far as investment's concerned.
Yeah.
How do you see that happening? And, you know, especially when you're dealing with the Asian community the way you do, do you still see people buying houses? And I know the Qataris will always be buying stuff here, yeah. But how about the regular kind of person?
Yeah, I think US is better for investment. You're more popular for investment. So people are definitely looking at real estate in the US.
Yeah.
Real estate in the UK, you're not allowed to do the 200,000 entrepreneur in real estate. So you, if you want to invest in real estate, you're looking at £2 million upwards.
Right.
And that's too big an amount for Indians yeah. to invest. They are put off by that. So real estate perhaps is a bit out of the reach. People are looking to do startup businesses here, like a restaurant call, open up a restaurant, open up a hotel, open up a factory, open up, take over a shop. But to be honest, I think investment-wise, US is still the preferred destination. And that's proven by the fact that people are still willing to wait.
Yeah.
So like
yeah.
a year, 2 years. And they're still saying, koi baat nahi, we'll wait.
Yeah.
But US, chale jayenge with the family.
Well, there's a size issue too. I mean, the whole of the United Kingdom, I mean, I love United Kingdom. I'm not yeah. saying anything, but the whole of the United Kingdom fits in Florida.
Yeah, I mean, Texas is bigger than us many times.
Yeah.
So, Ali, you know, you have a lot of space
yeah.
and you have a lot of jugga and you can accommodate people. That you have, I think, 15 million illegal immigrants in the US. We have 1.5 million and we are like already in trouble. We don't have any space. So you've seen London. It's houses next to houses next to houses, traffic after traffic. We are not big. So this is why we are not accepting any more sort of applications and saying, look, we're more focused on kicking people out and saying, baskoro, baskoro, like go and see Mona in the US. We're full up.
Yeah. Anyway, well, what is your practice? Tell us a little bit about your practice.
Yeah,
what do you deal with?
Our practice is called Global Legal Solutions. So I started off helping asylum seekers get out of detention centres.
Okay.
So when I started that off, I was helping all these Punjabi people get out of detention centres, and I was asking them, why have you come here illegally? They would first, from India, they would go to Moscow.
India to Moscow?
Yeah, by plane.
Oh, right.
And then from Moscow by foot. They would come in lorries and by foot via jungles, trekking all the way to the UK.
But they don't know what the lorries are in the UK, but US, by
trucks.
The way. Trucks, right.
Truck trailers, yeah. So they would come in all of that. And then I would ask, why have you risked your life? Why didn't you just yeah. come on a student visa or you come on a correct visa? And they go, we didn't know.
Yeah.
We didn't know no correct. So there's lack of knowledge.
That's been the story forever.
Yeah.
And even with immigration today, like EB5 and stuff, we all aim to get this, use social media to get best practices out, to get this real thing out. Because there are so many smaller guys out there trying to make a quick buck. And for EB5 and all these investment visas, we're talking about a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's not just the fact that, you know, okay, the asylum guys didn't know. Here you might not know, and also you're losing, you know, your heritage.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's education is such a big thing.
Yeah.
I always say it doesn't matter what the question is, the answer is always education. So educating the public in India, this is why we opened an office in Jalandhar.
Oh,
in
really?
2004. So we was opening and telling people there, look, these are the correct routes, these are the correct ways, don't go illegally. So don't go this Moscow route and don't risk your life and don't bother getting killed out there.
Yeah.
Plenty of people die on the route. And so this is the thing about educating the public. And this is what we do, and this is what you're doing, essentially, with this podcast. You're also doing what I do. So I do it via my YouTube, you do it via your podcast. We're educating people. People listening to this are now realizing, right, you know what, there is a program called EB5.
Yep.
Let's not just turn up on a visitor visa and overstay and then start having kids and then say, yo, my baby is American, but I'm still Kacha, and I please petition for me. I have seen cases in the US where kids are US citizens.
Yes.
But parents have been there 20 years and they still haven't got their visas.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, so that sort of situation is tragic.
You have that here in the UK too.
In the UK.
Except that when you're born here, you're not automatically a citizen.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
In 83, we cut that down.
Yeah.
So there's a less incentive to go and have babies here.
That's right.
Yeah, but
well, they can't do that. It's a constitutional privilege in America, so they wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
It goes back
and
a long way.
Canada's the same. So
yeah,
Canada's
yeah.
the same, America's the same, but yeah.
Canada has a lot of space too.
Canada's got a lot of space and a lot of Punjabis.
That's right.
And if they let all of Punjab in, then they won't have that much space, but they're welcoming.
Do you actually travel a lot?
I travel a lot. I travel to India about 6 times a year. I travel to Dubai, say, twice a year. I travel to Canada a lot. I'm coming to New York this year. I have relatives in Flushing. So I go there and I do a lot of media work. We have a sister station in New York called Swagat. And I'm often on Just Punjabi as well.
Swagat, how do you spell that for anybody who's listening?
S-W-A-A-G-A-T.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is when it? Where is Swagat? Well, how can Swagat, anybody listen to it?
It's on the cable. It's on the cable TV. There's a TV channel, just like you would watch other channels. And it's there and you can watch that. And, we, you know, my interviews are shown on there as well.
And when are your YouTube programs broadcast?
Fridays. Every Friday evenings, UK time, 7 p.m. And they're on YouTube. And if you Google my name, Harjab Singh, or go to YouTube, you'll see all the 600-700 videos there. A lot of them funny ones because I'm known for my humor. Some serious, some emotional, some will make you cry, some will make you laugh, some will make you scratch your head and say, "What's happening here?" But people are not shy around me. They you know, ziyade kuch familiar ho jaate, and they say, like, we can tell him everything. This is our paji, and we can tell him all the problems, and they expect you to wave a wand, and just like I would say, Mona, right? I'm in the US now. I'm illegal. Please wave your wand and give me some sort of status.
We wish. We have a lot of things to do with that wand, I can tell you.
Yeah.
Okay, last question. What do you think about events like this? Because, you know, it's an effort to go out to different countries to set up and booths and go meet people. What do you think about them?
I think they're good. I think they allow people to participate and interact directly with lawyers and exhibitors. And it gives people a chance to network, people like me and you, to network and to find out about other schemes. It adds more strings to our bow. Immigration is a worldwide game.
That's
we
right.
can't just sit here and sell our respective countries. We will have people coming from India, China, Russia, who will ask for the best option for them. And sometimes our country isn't the best option, like you said in your interview. We have to tell people what's in the client's interest. We're obliged by law, right?
Right.
So we're not agents. In India, they think lawyers are dalals. And they think dalals are lawyers. You know, so that's the first thing people must ask you. Are you an agent? Kitne paise lagenge? We have America. But
that's a point I had to come out with. Because you know, people, I mean, broker-dealers are going to hate me, but broker-dealers get something out of a client going to a certain project.
Yeah.
Lawyers don't. We don't make commission.
Of course.
And we should tell a client, maybe the EB-5 way is not the right way for you.
Yeah, but now I can tell people who want to go to America, say, I have a point of contact in New York. And, you know, I have, Mona will tell you if it's in your best interest to get... you know, everyone's an expert in their own field. No one can be an expert of everything.
That's
so,
correct.
Right, so and it, you end up becoming a jack of all and a master of none. So what the best thing is now, in Hindi we have a saying, jiska kaam usi ko saje. Right, so whoever is suited to that job, you know, they're the best ones to do it.
Right.
So yeah, it's like, but...
Are you saying I have a big mouth?
No, I'm saying in every household, when someone's born, in Asian households, they're born a doctor and they're born a lawyer. So they automatically think, every Asian thinks that they have a medical cure for everything.
Yeah, that's true.
And it usually involves haldi. Yeah, and every Asian thinks they're a lawyer. So they will have a legal opinion on something. As they got to do this, do that. Now you get married and now you do it. And as it's a result, and they're not qualified to do so.
Right.
So whoever's qualified, let them do their job. So I would rather you give the advice on American visas.
Yeah, and you can give the advice on the UK side. Yeah.
And this is how these events help people like us network and create a worldwide platform so we can relocate people anywhere in the world.
If anybody wants to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
Yeah, Twitter, Facebook, website, www.harjabhangal.co.uk. I'm very easily found. So I'm plastered all over the internet.
Harjab, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mona.
Here, Mona talks to somebody who does hotel development and investment in Dubai, but they also share their mutual love of the United States.
Hi, Mila.
Hello.
Nice to see you here at this expo. So, Mila, where are you from?
I'm originally from Belarus, between Russia and between Poland, down Ukraine, and the top Litva, Latvia, Lithuania.
Yeah. Wow, but you traveled here to come to this program.
Oh, yes, it's very interesting for me, too, especially investment in America and transport Manhattan, excited.
You know a lot of people. I know you're also based in Dubai or Abu Dhabi. I think we met the first time in Kazakhstan, right?
Yes.
Did we meet in Kazakhstan or did we meet in Azerbaijan?
No. We meet with you in Abu Dhabi.
In Abu... Oh, yes, that's right.
You was on the corner. I remember you very well.
That's right. I remember. So, do you have people that you know who like to come to the United States?
In my business, actually, we built the hotel for people in Dubai. Because we have experience in Dubai. We have experienced team like who built many hotels like Burj Arab, Burj Khalifa, like Jumeirah Beach Residences.
Well.
You know, like many hotels, we have big like portfolio.
I see.
Experience. My experience, it is investment.
Right. So people come to you for advice.
Yeah. And looking people who would like to escape from place where they live to go place where there will be much better life.
And you tell everybody you love America.
Oh, yes. America, it is a very excited place, very excited country, the many opportunity for everyone because it is not so war. Yeah, and she how it is with all these powerful tools, it's very exciting. My family as well, they went make immigration and they never don't want to return back to our place. And many people who now want to escape from UK to proposal make money like what I told you, like build hotel, or if they don't want not escape to from island to island, escape to the some big great place in the world, wherever.
Which was the United States.
Yeah, it was the United States, especially it's New York, excited to make from money, make more money, and get a much better life.
Well, Mila, it's wonderful to see you again.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. All right, thank you.
Bye. Bye, thank you.
Now, there were more than just project managers, developers, and attorneys at this summit. Here, Mona talks to someone that offers accountant and lawyer support for high net worth individuals through their membership community.
Hi, Tony. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
So here I have here today, Tony Hopkins. He works at stepthinkpublishing.co.uk. Tony, tell us a little bit about STEP.
So basically, STEP is a global membership organization of 20,000 accountants, lawyers, wealth managers, financial advisors who work within the private client industry.
So, oh, wow. So you're talking about the high net worth industry.
Ultra high net worth industry. Yes, that's correct. So basically, we are a membership organization who share their news and views on how to effectively best manage their clients' requirements. And that takes on a number of factors, legal, financial, and citizenship by investment is an area that is sort of growing within, obviously, this sector as well.
All right. And your website is what? step.thinkpublishing.co.uk?
Step.org. So www.step.org.
Oh, okay. That's even easier. All right. And you didn't know anything about the EB5 program, did you?
No, I didn't. I think it's quite interesting, obviously, especially within the current climate and the situation. I mean, I think it's an interesting program, investment, and obviously the green card, and also the fact that your investment will come back to you at a later stage as well. It's good.
So do you go to these type of expos quite often? Because they're always having these things in London.
I go to a few. I mean, I go to a lot of conferences for STEP across the globe, and I've gone to a few of these before. So this is one that I thought I'd come down and have a look at.
And your members, are they all in the UK or other parts?
It's global. So we've got 20,000 members across 80 different countries.
80 different countries. What countries are those?
A lot through Asia, a lot through the Caribbean, US, Canada, Switzerland, Europe.
Oh, so you have
Africa.
People from US as well?
We do. US. The US and Canada are two quite fast-growing jurisdictions.
Wow. Well, if anybody wants any more information, they should go to step.org?
Step.org, that's correct.
All right. Tony Hopkins, it's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure as well. Thank you.
Mona not only ran into old friends and met some new friends, but also reconnected with previous guests we've had on this podcast.
Hi, we're back again, and this time I have Manuel from Civitas. Hi, Manuel.
Hello, Mona. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, you've been on the show before, so you know how it goes. But this event is something a little different.
It really is, and I can tell you that the other thing that's very different is the fact that it's very sunny outside, and it's my first time here in London,
and
it's very nice weather, actually. So you brought the sunshine.
Yeah, it's been interesting because people do wonder about London. They don't realize what a hub it is. But aren't you surprised at just how many people don't know about EB5?
Yes, there is a lot of interest here. I think that poses both a challenge and an opportunity because you really do have to educate people with regards to what EB5 is. but I definitely see that there is a lot of interest here. Sometimes when people see that there are X number of Indian visas that are coming out, the assumption is that they're actually located in India, but they're typically in other countries as well, including the U.S.
That's right, that's right. So for those who don't know much about you, give me your 2-minute spiel. Who are Civitas? What do you do?
Yeah, so I'm the director for EB5 for Civitas Capital. So I run our global EB5 operations. And Civitas takes an institutional approach to EB5. We have both an EB5 platform and a non-EB5 platform. For EB5 purposes, we have 100% track record.
Yes, and, you do.
And what we started noticing as investors started going through the process is that their investor needs started to change. As you started to build that trust, build those relationships, they would ask, well, what else do you got? And so we launched our non-EB5 platform, and right now we're split up in about 620 million EB5 and another 600 million in non-EB5.
Yeah, wow, great. And then again, places, you know, events like this, I think what really opens your eyes as well is what happens in other programs and what the world is looking at. We do live in a little bit of a bubble, so, you know, we can see what else is there. Portugal, Cyprus, Caribbean, Ireland.
Right, there are definitely other options, and it's been really good talking to the people here at the conference that have these other programs and really getting their perspective. And what you tend to see is that a lot of the motivations and driving factors for these other programs are basically the same as EB5.
That's right. But the one downside is the timing for EB5. I think when people do hear that it's 2 years plus, they do go, oh, because most of these other programs are a few months.
Right, yes. The timeline for EB5, both processing the retrogression issues, the legislative uncertainty that we've been going through over the last 2.5 to 3 years has really clouded the picture for us. But it's one of those things that it's been happening for so long that we've just basically
powering through it.
It's like, to do, yes.
Well, interestingly, I spoke to one of the lawyers earlier who came in, and he said, we were talking about the timelines, and he said, well, I know you have long timelines, but our guys still want to wait. They still feel that they want to wait.
Right, yeah. I mean, I think people are really motivated. The U.S. is still a very attractive place to be. Really, what you hear is that the timelines, yes, it creates a little bit of a problem, but people are willing to wait. And even if the investment amount does go up, you're still hearing that there really is not going to be that large of an effect. It will have an effect, yes, but it's not going to be as big as what people think.
Well, we've met a number of diplomats here. A lot of them wouldn't come onto our podcast. And the diplomats really came because they were being asked questions by their clients who basically go to the embassy and ask them. And they were just not sure. So that's why they came to an event like this to see, you know, is this a real thing? Who do I know? And the good thing, I think, as well, with this particular event, there's not that much American it's not like you go somewhere and there are 20 or 30 booths. Mm-hmm. So, you don't have to have that competition. And we do want to show, you know, the good quality, due diligence, etc.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And I think also the fact that you have people here that are working on the education process and educating the people that are here. And I would say that what you're seeing here at this event is what you're seeing really in general in the EB5 industry. As China started to slow down, the market started shifting everywhere else. And the opportunity in China was that the infrastructure existed for EB5. It doesn't exist everywhere else.
Right.
So what we're doing here is really blazing the trail and setting up that educational process and that infrastructure.
Yeah, and it's not easy.
There is a lot more heavy lifting, yes, definitely.
Great. Manuel, thank you.
Well, thank you, Mona. Really appreciate it. Thanks for the sunshine.
And of course, international travel to these kinds of events wouldn't be the same if you didn't run into people from your own backyard.
Oh, and who have I just bumped into? Bill Gresser. Hi, Bill.
Hello, Mona. How are you today?
I'm very well. Well, nice to see you here.
Great to see you as well.
So, Bill, well, first of all, just for those people who don't know who you are, please tell me who you are.
Of course. So I'm Bill Gresser. I'm the president of EB5 New York State, and we're a regional center in New York. We've had investors and their families with green cards, all of them, and have been repaid their investment. So we're very proud and happy to be here today.
Right. And that was a wonderful cruise that you sponsored last night.
Yeah, it was terrific. We got to go by the Tower of London, by Parliament, under the London Bridge. I mean, it was a wonderful, wonderful cruise.
Well, at least London has that to offer. But people are often confused. I mean, this is your first time doing an event in London.
Right.
You can't really compare it to doing an event in, say, somewhere like India or China,
right.
But how do you rate it overall?
Well, so I think London is a wonderful hub for investment and investors because it has been a financial and an economic hub for hundreds of years.
Yes.
So people have been coming to London and been welcomed in London for a long time. But also, it has crummy weather.
Hey, we were good.
We got very lucky it didn't rain. I'll give you that, right? But you know what I mean? And so many of the diverse people here in London use London as a stepping stone. We see the same in Canada and places, but also here, it's a step to get to the U.S. eventually. So we find London will have a tremendous opportunity for EB5.
Oh, well, we believe that too. And what kind of nationalities did you come across today? Because it wasn't, it certainly wasn't white Caucasian British people, right?
Yeah, I don't know about Russians, Indians, Middle East from Dubai, we had Vietnam, we had Honduras, we had people from all over the world
here. Yes, exactly. You see that in New York too.
Right, you do, but on the other side of the coin, you see people here that are looking to come to the U.S. In New York, you have a lot of people in the U.S. Maybe they're trying to figure out how to stay.
Yeah.
But here in London, you've got people that want to move.
Well, the interesting thing was brought up by one of the Caribbean folk today who actually said that there's a lot of people from the EU, or they manage to get to the Caribbean easily. They can, from the Caribbean, they can get into Europe. And this is like their stepping stone for a while. Yeah. Oh, the lady from Cyprus also mentioned that. Yes. And there's a stepping stone as they decide what do they want to do and where do they want to go. And that's when they often make the decision that they'll take the leap across the pond.
Right.
And come to the U.S.
Yeah.
Were you surprised at how little people understood about EB5?
I was to a degree, and yet it is funny that no matter where we go, we find people don't know what EB5
is.
I mean, even in India, very recently, they didn't know. But it's so common that it's such a small program, a small part of EB5 is immigration, you know, a small part of our immigration. So a lot of people don't know about it. It's not surprising.
Right. And then the other interesting thing was, well, I suppose it's not interesting. It's good that this particular expo, there were not too many Americans. So as far as the regional centers are concerned, there was less competition because I think everybody was unique and different.
Right. No, and I agree with you. And the other thing that was great about this is that it gave us an opportunity to talk to people in a very intimate conversation about what is EB5.
Right.
How is EB5 good for them? How could it work for them and their families?
Yeah.
So even though they didn't know much about it to begin, by the end of the conference, I think many of them really did, really understood EB5 and really understood how it could help them and their family.
Right. And you partook in two of the panels, which actually are going out on YouTube.
Right.
So
I should have put my tie on tighter.
But unfortunately, we got the anti-Trump points on both panels. It's really hard to defend some of the stuff here. But
well, the nice thing about it is at this juncture, we don't need to be that, you know, in that respect, political. So, I mean, the U.S. has so much to offer to so many people for so many different ways. So we're very proud of a country, you know. And hopefully these wonderful people here, some of them will decide that they want to come to the U.S.
One of the interesting things, and this morning I was moderating a Brexit panel, which is was a first for me. But the one of the panelists was going on about America taking 15 years. And I wanted to interrupt him, said, no, it's not.
Yeah, right.
And but then he said, but people still want to go. I can't understand it.
No, it's always called, it's the brand, you know, it's the ring. It's the place they really want to go eventually. And even if there has to be a stepping stone, and even if there are issues which may be geopolitical or global macro, there's still the issue of my family, my children, their education, and where do I live and the freedoms that I have.
Right. Oh, you learn so much from these international conferences. And, of course, blockchain, cyber conferences, that's such a big deal.
It is.
Yeah.
So I think if you're looking for blockchain, first off, you have to explain to me what it is.
And, of course, we still manage to have time to yell out, wave the flag for IIUSA.
Well, we absolutely do. So IIUSA had a good presence here, and thank you very much for your efforts to make that happen.
Well, welcome, Bill, but we do want to quickly plug in that IIUSA and AILR are having a joint conference.
I can't wait. I think it's going to be the best. Well, I hate to say it too loud. I think it's going to be the best conference ever, so I have to say it quietly at this conference, but I think the IIUSA AILR joint conference is going to be tremendous. I'm so excited.
And that's going to be October 20...
Yes. Wait, it's in my calendar. Hang on.
27th and 28th. All right. Stay tuned. We'll let you know. The conference is October 27th and 28th.
How could we get that done? Here's the deal. Anybody that needs to know, Mona Shaw and Associates... 28th and 29th of what month?
October.
Ah, very good.
In Chicago. It might
be
sunny.
The pizza's great. No, it'll never be sunny.
Okay.
But it might not be snowing. We can only hope.
Love to see you all there.
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be wonderful. I think it'll be a tremendous conference. So,
Bill, it's been great having you here.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been a lot. So thank you very much. And I really appreciate your invite and suggestion that we come.
Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed the voices of Global Investment Immigration Summit here on EB5 Investment Voice. If you would like to come and find us and be part of EB5 Investment Voice, we will be at the EB5 Industry Forum in Chicago on October 29th and 30th, 2018. It's presented by both AILA and IIUSA. And of course, you know, Mona Shaw and Associates and EB5 Investment Voice will be there. We hope you will too. Thank you for being with us today on EB5 Investment Voice. The topics presented in this podcast is informational in nature and is not to be taken as specific legal advice. If you have questions on the topics presented in this episode or other investment immigration needs, please contact Mona Shaw and Associates. Mona and her attorney staff can be reached at mshawlaw.com. That's mshahlaw.com. Make sure you don't miss our next episode focusing on a different aspect of the EB5 program by subscribing to the podcast. While you're at it, leave us a rating on iTunes. If you really found this episode valuable, share it with someone else that could benefit from this information. Until then, I'll see you on the next episode of EB5 Investment Voice.